for the afternoon, and the outside temperature is 23 degrees Celsius. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please ensure that you have your personal belongings with you as you leave the aircraft. Also remember that smoking is only permitted in designated areas of the airport. You may now use your mobile electronic devices if you wish to use them.
There's a hole listen to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy never fails, his love never fails. Come on, let's make a joyful noise unto the Savior. Let's give him all our praise, all our worship. Hallelujah. Every prayer.
It's 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting in iTunes.com radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February 17th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. 419 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, February 17th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go to men's college basketball. Yesterday, we begin with an upset right off the bat. Number 5, Kentucky, defeated number 1, Tennessee, 86-69. Duke, 94. North Carolina State, 78. Gonzaga, 79. San Diego, 67. Virginia, 60. Notre Dame, 54. Michigan, 64. Maryland, 52. Nevada, 82. Wyoming, 49. North Carolina, 95. Wake Forest, 57. Purdue, 76. Penn State, 64. Kansas, 78. West Virginia, 53. Texas Tech, 86. Baylor, 61. Louisville, 56. Clemson, 55. Florida State, 69. Georgia Tech, 47. Upset, upset, upset. Iowa State, ranked number 23, defeated Kansas State, ranked number 18, 78-64. LSU, 83. Georgia, 79. Iowa, 71. Rutgers, 69. And Virginia Tech, 70. And Pittsburgh, 64. Don't know what that upset by Kentucky over Tennessee is going to do to the standings. I guess that would vault Duke into position number 1. How high up Kentucky will go, I really can't say. How far Tennessee will fall, I can't say that. Don't follow college basketball as much as I would like to, but it's interesting to see that Duke, with their fabulous 4 freshmen and a bunch of other really good players, hovering around, even though they've got 2 losses on the season, they're still doing well. When you consider these are guys right out of high school battling players, some teams with players who are fielding teams with a lot of, juniors and seniors and whatnot. So, hats off to Duke, hats off to Kentucky. Kentucky, it should move up at least a space to number 4, I would imagine. Tennessee, maybe 3. Duke, number 1. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I have no clue. 422 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Our phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you like to talk sports, that's the number to call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Let's go to ladies' college basketball yesterday. In the top 25, there were only 4 games. Baylor, 87. Oklahoma, 53. Upset, upset, upset. BYU, who was unranked, defeated Gonzaga, who was ranked number 13, 66-64. Iowa State, 89. Oklahoma State, 67. And South Dakota, 83. Western Illinois, 61. That was ladies' college basketball yesterday. 423 is the time here in WFO in Medfordland. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ, good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. Oh, it's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to ahrq.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:31, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. No gospel music. My rush to get out of the house, I forgot to bring my instrumental music that we usually play for the background. So, but anyway, you'll hear some great gospel music during a Brown Perspective on Sports, and even more great gospel music at 5 a.m. till 8 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. Now let's get back to Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, National Hockey League scores yesterday. The Flyers 6 and the Red Wings 5. That was an overtime game. The Flames 5 and the Penguins 4. The Bulls 3 and the Avalanche. The Blues 3 and the Avalanche. Zip. The Lightning 3 and the Canadiens. Zip. The Islanders 5 and the Oilers 2. The Senators 4 and the Jets 3. That was an overtime game. Coyotes 2 and the Maple Leafs. Zip. The Hurricanes 3 and the Stars. Zip. The Blue Jackets 5 and the Blackhawks 2. The Golden Knights 5 and the Predators 1. The Sharks 3 and the Canucks 2. And the Bruins 4 and the Kings 2. The Bruins have been hot recently. Let me see if I can find the information about the Bruins. Well, first of all, let's run down that Bruins game, then we'll bring you some more information about the standings. Okay, in the Bruins game, at 5:31 in the first period, Jake DeBrusk got his 17th goal of the year with assists from Solarik and Krejci. Bruins 1 and the King zip. At 10:37 of the second period, Ilya Kovalchuk got his 12th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Kopitar and Doughty. Tied the score 1-1. But at 16:15 in the second period, Brad Marchand got his 23rd goal of the year with assists from Bergeron, and that made it 2-1 Bruins at the end of two periods. And the third period went all the way to 15:37 before Alex Iafallo got his 12th goal of the year for the Kings with assists from Ledoux and Kemp, and that tied the score at 2 apiece. But at 18:47, Charlie McAvoy got his 3rd goal of the year with assists from DeBrusk and Krejci, and that made it 3-2 Bruins. And at 19:23, Patrice Bergeron got his 21st goal of the year in open netter. That made it 4-2, final score, Bruins 4. And the Kings, too. And I've been complaining, maybe because I haven't watched that many Bruins games, about the Bruins not looking like they're a real contender. They've had their ups and downs. I guess like everybody else has had their ups and downs. But with that win yesterday and the win the night before, the Bruins have 76 points, are in second place in the Eastern Conference behind the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are just lightening it up as they continue to win. They have 92 points. So when you see 76 and 92, you say, whoa, the Bruins aren't doing that well. But when you look at the rest of the conference, the Islanders had, what do the Islanders have? The Islanders have, Islanders have 76 points also, and they lead the Metropolitan Division. The Washington Capitals have 71 points. in the Western Conference. They were in second place. In the Western Conference, the Winnipeg Jets have 75 points, followed by Nashville with 73. In the Pacific, Calgary, the Flames have 77 points, followed by San Jose at 75. Hey, so the Bruins, if you look at it, they have the second most points in all of the NHL. So there, how about that, sports fans? So it looks like it's only because Tampa Bay seems to be running away with it that the Bruins points don't look that splendid. What can I say? But anyway, they are in the conference right in there, and who knows? I've been complaining about the fact that they haven't really, taken off. So many new players coming in, and then there's injuries and whatnot, but they've been holding their own. I don't know if they're going to make a trade to try to move up, but maybe they don't have to. Just let the young guys, get more playing time, get used to playing in the big pressure games, and we'll see how far they can go from there. I think what we are looking for is, for them to take off and really put some distance between them and the other teams that are following them. But anyway, let's take what we got and be happy. I guess a lot of teams would want to swap places with us. And Pasternak has been out with that broken thumb that he didn't suffer playing a game. Supposedly fell after being at some event. The result was a broken thumb. Supposedly going to be out 2 weeks. But anyway, we'll see. They've been doing pretty well on the road without him. So hopefully that can continue. It's 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, February 17th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. And if you're wondering where my instrumental music is, it's at home. In a rush to get out the house this morning, I forgot it. So, we have some gospel music playing in the background. And coming to the floor.
Water, you turned into wine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, oh,
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:42 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. In golf, in the Genesis Open, Thomas is leading in the third round, which was suspended, by the way. He's 13 under, followed by Scott, 12 under, Rogers, 11 under, Holm, 11 under, Thompson, 10 under, Jones, 9 under, Casey, 8 under, McIlroy, 8 under, Tiger Woods is 6 under. We said the round was suspended because of rain, and so therefore they'll pick up today, I'm assuming, if the weather's good. And continue into the third round, I guess. We'll see if they get it all in today or what the plan is. Maybe they'll go tomorrow because tomorrow's a holiday. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. Okie dokie. Where are we going from here? 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's look at Red Sox baseball. So far, I think it's the whole team is supposed to be in camp today. And from what I understand, everybody is here except J.D. Martinez, and I guess he's on his way. So far, so good. the rest of us are feeling around who's going to be their closer. Matt Barnes seems to be the leading candidate. Brazier also seems to have a shot at it. Who knows, maybe some surprise may come. Tyler Sonberg might be healthy, and he might be able to pull it down. Or they might go with closer by committee, although Dombrowski says he's not interested in doing that. He'd rather have a person fill the closer role on a permanent basis. So we're going to see what takes place, supposedly because of the fact that the team played a lot longer season because of the playoff, length of the playoffs and World Series, that they aren't going to be rushing the starters. Supposedly the starters may not get any action until maybe the second week in March. So we'll see how that works out. But so far, everybody's in camp, everybody's happy, everybody's healthy. And we'll see if they can continue there. They seem to be coming in with the determination that they are going to defend their championship. And most of the talk has been about the fact that some major names like Kimbrel, or free agents, have not been picked up by anybody. And I don't know. Are the owners colluding and trying to get people on the cheap? I don't know. Well, I do know that in Kimbrel's case, that he wanted like 5 to 7 years with an increase from his previous years. And since there was a dip in his production during the playoffs and the World Series, maybe that's what's keeping him back. Machado has not been picked up. Supposedly, San Diego has been nibbling around. Haven't heard anything about Bryce Harper. he turned down a whopping salary. What, 10 years, $300 million? And turned it down? You got to be kidding me. But anyway, we're going to see what takes place as time moves on. Maybe they'll start a third league. I don't know. to see what takes place. Okay, Dustin Pedroia is in camp. And he said that he hopes to be able to start when the regular season starts. He's not going to rush it. He's going to take his time getting into playing shape and do all that he can to make sure that his knee is sound and hopes to be able to play 100, 125 games. So if he can do that and he gets close to being the Dustin Pedroia that we all know and love, hey, the Red Sox may be on their way to defending their championship. It'd be an interesting season. That doesn't look like it's going to be a waste of time, so hopefully. some teams like, I don't know, who should I say? Some teams find it hard to come back. Maybe I shouldn't name a team. Find it hard to come back after winning a championship to play at that same level the following year. And they, don't often repeat. But, we have a good shot. I guess we could say the same thing about the New England Patriots, too. We don't know all the people that they're going to bring back, attempt to bring back. But it seems like they have a good shot at, here again, you have to wait and see what happens with free agency and the draft. And then there's always injuries and all kinds of other stuff going on out there. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But in the meantime, they seem to be, hopefully in the same position when they get back. That's the way they left, with the determination that this is not going to be a one-time thing. It's going to hopefully be dynastic in nature. And I guess how much more can you ask after they beat Atlanta, 3 years ago, and then they lost to Philadelphia. And that's the team I guess I was going to mention. Philadelphia had seemed like they were partying, even though the season was still going on, along with the Washington Capitals in hockey. But anyway, we're going to wait and see how that goes. It's still much too early to tell how things are going to work out. It's 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, February 17th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a promise.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, what we're going to do for the final 6 minutes here. Mookie Betts, Gold Glove in right field, MVP, and American League batting title champion. He's not resting on his laurels. Supposedly he's gone into a new workout regimen during the off season with a gentleman called Deion Giddens in a training corner in Nashville, Tennessee. And Betts has continued to improve based upon all of the demands that are coming with his continue with his great play. He's strengthening himself and is improving his core, and he's got the tremendous eyesight and ability to drive the ball, hit the ball to all fields and everything else. So Mookie Betts, and they are talking about moving him down into the number two position. It might be the number three position, depending on Dustin Pedroia. I would imagine that Andrew Benintendi in the leadoff spot, followed by Pedroia, and Betts would be quite an offensive threat. And then there'd be J.D. Martinez and Xander Bogaerts. And everybody's looking for a great year from Xander as well. He's going to be a free agent next year. And that always rings the bell as far as players putting out a little extra effort. But Xander has improved not only with the bat last year, but also in the field as well. Consistently good fielding shortstop. And so we see that hopefully continuing into the new year. Okay, it's 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday talking sports again, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. or thereabouts, hopefully. Yeah, I won't forget my all of my material that I'm about to bring with me. But anyway, we're here. And hopefully we're going to be bringing you another great program next Sunday. So you stay tuned for that. And coming your way is Sounds of Praise. And as I look through some of my material here, I think I've forgotten some of that leadoff material as well. What can I say? I'm getting old. Okay. So until next Sunday, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. More new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites here on Sounds of Praise.
I give myself. Come on, really.